Well, Bo Lamar Condon will face a test of character today. Detectives are hoping that he'll tell them the resting place of Luke Davies and Jesse Baird. They thought he was close to coming clean at the end of last week, but then he copped a visit from a couple of lawyers, and the legal experts advised him to shut up. Today, a very experienced officer will sit down with Bo Lamar Condon and remind him about no body, no parole laws. Detective Inspector Glenn Brown is the man who will lead that discussion with Bo. And there's only one way that Bo can help the families of Luke and Jesse and help himself at the same time. He's got to reveal the location of the two bodies. There is a mountain of evidence against the constable turned alleged killer cop. And there's more coming in every day. Bo Lamar Condon was turning his phone off and switching it over to aeroplane mode to try to hide his movements. That's one of the things that detectives have discovered already. There were times when his phone was switched off altogether, or he flicked it over into aeroplane mode to try to conceal what he was up to. But they've got some brilliant people working in the digital space at New South Wales Police and forensics, and they've got plenty of tricks to find the answers. And what about this? And you're hearing a lot of these details here for the first time right now. They reckon Bo managed to squeeze in a medical procedure last week, the day after it's believed that he killed Luke and Jesse. So he'd booked in a day surgery on his stomach on Tuesday and arranged to have Wednesday and Thursday off work. And police believe that he followed through with that day surgery last Tuesday. And if we have a look at the timeline of his movements, on Friday, February 16, Bo Lamar Condon signed out his service pistol. And on Sunday, February 18, he worked at a pro-Palestine rally, which required his Glock after hours. On Monday, February 19, gunshots were heard by neighbours in Paddington from Jesse Baird's terrace at about 9:50 a.m. before a 000 call was made from Jesse's phone. Police say they tried to track the call, but couldn't link it to an address. Tuesday, February 20, this is the day when Bo goes in for a planned medical procedure. It's also the day he makes a partial admission to a friend about what happened the day before. On Wednesday, February 21, bloodied clothes and ID are found in Cronulla. Bo then allegedly travels to Bungonia with an old female school friend. He buys an angle grinder and a padlock and breaks into a farm gate. He leaves the female friend on her own while he drives off towards a dam in the van. The female school friend didn't know what he was doing, but she later became suspicious. Police believe that he hid Luke and Jesse's bodies in the dam, and he then went back to Sydney and went to Moore Park Supercentre, where he purchased weights at 11 p.m. He then returned to Bungonia not long after, on his own this time. Police believe he moved the bodies to another location. On Thursday, February 22, Bo then visited a friend and former PCYC officer Renee Fortuna in Newcastle. He asked for a hose to clean out the hired van. We understand Renee had no idea about Bo's previous movements. On Friday, February 23rd, Bo then handed himself in to Bondi Police. He hasn't said anything meaningful to the detective since, and today he'll have the chance to right that wrong. Remember, Bo, no body, no parole.